This lesson from Chapter 4 is called Discovering Your Options. Please be sure to refer to the illustrations in the book for further clarification. Lie on your back with your legs long if it's comfortable. Take a moment to check in with how your body feels in contact with the ground. Notice where you're comfortable, where you're uncomfortable. Now, bend one leg and put your foot standing on the floor. Which foot did you choose? Do you always start with the same foot? What would it be like to use the other foot instead? Play for a moment, bringing one foot to standing, let it come down, then the other foot, and notice if they feel different. Can you choose either foot? Notice the differences in the 2 feet. Now choose to keep one foot standing. Begin to gently lift the hip of your standing foot off the floor. Several times, just lift the hip and let it come down. How do you do that? Or does it just do itself? Do you push with your foot? Is your thigh involved? Do you rotate your pelvis? Squeeze your buttock? Tense your back? What does your abdomen do? You don't have to have answers, and you don't have to move all these parts. These are just some of the many actions that take place when you move your hip. Let's look at some other options. No matter how you have been lifting the hip, try lifting your hip only by pressing your foot into the floor. First of all, is it possible? Maybe it's easy. Or difficult? Are you able to do it without squeezing your buttock? How high do you need to lift your hip to know that you are moving it? Does this affect the direction of your hip movement? Rest a moment. You can rest by lengthening your leg or leaving your leg bent. If your leg is long, bend it again, the same leg, put the foot standing. Now try the same movement of lifting the hip, this time including movement in your upper leg. How do you do that? Do you tense a muscle? Do you lengthen the femur, your thigh bone, downward to the knee? Is this familiar? Or is it weird? Slowly let your legs slide back down and rest. Bring the same foot to standing again. Now raise your hip by squeezing your buttock. Tighten it as much as possible and lift the hip several times. Is this familiar? Easy? Let it go. Now lift the hip by rotating, twisting your pelvis to the other side. It's as if one side of the pelvis gets lighter and the other side gets heavier. Nothing else. Make sure that you're not pushing with your foot as you do the rotation. can you do this without tensing your buttock? And rest. For many people, the easiest choice for moving the hip is tensing the buttock. Tensing the buttock is a very effective way to get instant action, but it's hard work. If you tense your buttock lying on the floor, odds are you tense your buttock all the time in order to get where you want to go. Or you may notice when you repeat this exercise that you tense your neck, your jaw, or some other part. This is your body's attempt to control your movement, just like you trying to control your environment. It's not only not useful, it can be harmful down the line. Physically, always controlling from the same part leads to postural problems and wears out the related joints. Always trying to control your life by limiting choices makes you less open to change and growth, putting you at risk in the event of any kind of shock. By exploring other choices for movement, you can make your movement easier. Paradoxically, when you see how limiting choices is about the illusion of control, you actually develop greater freedom and safety. Once more, bend the same knee and try lifting your hip without thinking. Has the movement changed? And then after resting, feel free to play this back and try the lesson using your other leg.